Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, September the 11th, 255th day of the new year. We're not going to talk about Benghazi. We're not going to talk about the 9/11 memorial events. We are going to talk with Virginia Bass, though, about all kinds of things, today and tomorrow things.
Sounds good to me. And speaking of tomorrow, happy yesterday or happy birthday since it
happy was yesterday birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we've got it covered.
All right. So somewhere in there, something happened.
How do you feel? Older?
You would really want to bring up age?
I think that we could actually have that discussion.
We are kind of halfway close here, girl.
You look marvelous.
Oh yeah, good. You did say your glasses are broken and you're having a tough time reading. So okay.
These are my cheaters.
That would be her reading glasses because of her youthful age. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about some visitors from China. We heard a little bit yesterday from Tony about that event. We got the Coastal Commission that's meeting here in town today and tomorrow, so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And the McRae. What did
it's
I
not flesh? Just me.
The McKay track meeting tonight. We'll kick that around as well when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon. KINS News and Information Time is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Oh, you want a lovey-dovey quote?
You know, whatever.
This works. Robert Frost.
Your birthday.
Okay. Robert Frost. I'm getting old and senile. Okay. Quote, love is an irresistible desire to be irresistibly desired.
That seems simple.
I don't think we'll probably have that one in the Coastal Commission testimony tomorrow, but it might work its way in. Yeah.
We'll wait
okay.
and see.
Yeah. A really long time. So where do you want to start? You want Coastal Commission? You want McKay Track? You want the Chinese visitors?
Yeah, no. Why don't we start off with McKay Track since
all right.
that's coming up in just a little over an hour from now, so we might as well let people know to head over if they're interested.
So is this for those who want it, those who are in opposition to it, those who think it's a swell idea if used for this purpose or for that purpose? What is this meeting that's being held before most people who are working all about?
Well, I'll cover the time frame first. It does begin at 4:30, you know, with more of a I think a gathering just to take a look at the exhibits. There will be two different segments of actual presentations by staff on what it could look like and for people to ask questions. So, and it's expected to go till 7 o'clock. So even if they don't make the first round of presentations, just come anytime, I'd say before 6, and you can still get a good idea of the project.
Who's the staff that's presenting?
I believe it is Hank Seaman from the county of Humboldt, and might be Miles. I have less involved as Supervisor Bone, so he's got more of the details as only Rex can go way into detail.
But he shined us on.
He did.
He did not show up with you today.
Oh, I offered to let him be here today and take my place, actually.
And he said, no, I'm more important than that?
No, I'm sure that's not what he said. I can't remember exactly how he put it, but I said that
close,
I would be
it?
Here.
Yeah.
But it is your first question of, you know, who's this for? And I think it's for all of the above that you mentioned. People do have questions, and this is a good opportunity to get a look at the maps, the proposals, ask the questions, ask the impacts. There's no decision making. It's more of a public informational piece.
Now, I know it's not in your district.
Part of it, but a it's little really, tiny
really,
bit,
really, really, really
and
close.
A little tiny bit is over by the very tail end of the project is behind Park Street. I mean, there is if you were to look at the map, which I didn't bring, it does. If I brought the map, which actually is in my car.
Well, visually is generally.
Yeah, so there's a little, a very little strip that does go. Okay. And so it
but
does.
But you don't have any residents.
Not nearly the
amount.
Or at least
that we know.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, okay.
That was sneaky.
Thank you very much. So as you're looking at what this is or isn't, do we know what it is? Do we know what they really want? Do we know what it would look like? Or is this kind of like a best case from 10,000 feet?
I would say I believe it would be the best case from 10,000 feet, as you say. I think there's a lot to be determined. We've all heard that there's questions about access. I don't think what it really is going to look like has really hit the surface yet. Certainly hasn't come to the board in any type of finished presentation. So they're honing it down.
So this is still months, years away from being determined?
Well, I believe the first part is, the funding mechanism, and there is a time frame for that, I believe, something by the end of this year. But actual putting it together, I would think, is a long ways down the road.
Now, I've heard indications that Eureka is considering annexing this area. Have you had that discussion at all come across from the county that there is interest in annexation? Because we hear community forest, we're hearing Eureka Community Forest and traffic solutions. Well, some of that's county, some of that's city. I mean, where would this thing, whose jurisdiction does it fall under?
Well, I think it actually makes perfect sense to have it involved in the annexation discussion. City of Eureka has been thinking a long time. I mean, back when I was first there, or probably way before that. And so it makes sense. I think it also makes sense for the city to be looking at it from the perspective that if they can have more control over their own destiny. When the county in the past has, had development, many of the impacts were felt by the city, whether it was increased, traffic and accidents and emergency calls. And so by annexing that area, it would make sense that they're controlling their destiny a little bit more. Now, I don't believe there's been any official talks. I've actually talked to Philip Smith-Haynes about this last week because I'd been hearing rumors that there were actual talks and that somehow that the county was against it. And we have, there's no actual talk going on, and I think it's reasonable to look at it. And there's tax sharing agreements in place, so we're all good.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Santa's been to Palco Pharmacy with a full bag overflowing with great ideas. For Christmas season entertaining, you'll find seasonal dishes and glassware for a wonderful festive event. There's some dancing mice and fun figurines that seem to have captured the essence of Christmas joy and fun. And don't forget those very special Christmas cards for loved ones and family members. Those are also available for you. Santa's been there, and now it's your turn to go to Palco Pharmacy in the Scotia Shopping Center, your center for pharmacy and gift ideas this Christmas.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 3:23. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the concept with the McKay track is kind of a challenging one, I think, for a lot of us to wrap our heads around as we look at public parks and the general condition of many of them. We look at state parks and the management decisions there. We have fires going on all over the place because of the apparent lack of managing a lot of those. why in the world would government that seems as strapped as they are, from all indications and all lip smacking that's been shared in the last 20 years, be looking at increasing additional workload for something that isn't a revenue generating opportunity? I mean, it looks to me, and again, this is outside looking in, we got maintenance cost, we got infrastructure cost, we've got, if it is traffic and traffic diversion, great, okay, then we got more maintenance cost. We've got the concern with the public safety officials. I mean, you look at all of this stuff and it all, even if you like it, I'm not hearing anybody saying toll bridge, admission fees.
Toll trail.
Yeah, trolls on the trail. Anything to generate revenue in association with this thing, other than cutting down these mythical trees and we'll have a 100-year rotational, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I seem to recall that almost any timber harvest plan in Humboldt County is contested immediately by various groups. Well, if that's the case, now it really is an albatross.
I think much of the discussion on the McKay track of the positive aspects of how would it pay for itself come from looking at, you know, what Arcata Community Forest has done. Of course, Arcata Community Forest has been there a while. You know, they've had the opportunity to, you know, I guess you'd say reap some of the, I don't say reap the benefits, but, you know, they've been able to take out some of the trees. They've been able to pay for the maintenance. But I think it's a really, you know, good question. It's not just the maintenance of the park. It's the public safety. It's the infrastructure. And public safety, it's not just patrolling to keep, you know, people from hanging in the woods, which we know is going to happen.
If it happens in Sequoia Park, it's going to happen in this big old spot.
Well, and it happens in Cooper's Gulch, you know. But there's also, if people are out there using it for recreational purposes, they have an emergency situation, they hurt themselves, they, you know, have a heart attack. I mean, there's a lot more, you know, things to respond to. So I'm still actually not quite convinced that it's the best idea for the county to take on as far as financially. We have not seen those numbers yet to come in to tell us how that looks. And so it's like pretty
decisional.
That's
what I was going to ask. Yeah. If the budget had been presented and it pencils out, well, then tell me to shut up and we'll move on.
Well, can I really do that?
That temptation is just sitting there waiting to be
taken advantage of. I'll see if I can. Rex must have that somewhere.
Phil is finally going to show up here after this decade. And he's going to be drug in by you, so you can say that.
So it's still early stages, still a lot we don't know. And unfortunately, it feels that we're trying to find it all out in a very short time frame. But
it's kind of the similar compression for a lot of us that we heard early on with the general plan. Yeah, or the Pelosi quote, trust us. We'll read it later. Whoa. This is a major, suggest, this is a major commitment for the city of Eureka and for the county to take over the responsibilities of this, whether it's just liability or whether it's the true investment. You know, bums rush never feels good.
Well, and, you know, I don't think anyone can argue that it isn't a wonderful project, but there's many wonderful projects. You can't take them on if you don't have the financial wherewithal to actually do them well.
So tonight is a discussion of that? Is it a presentation of that? Is it somebody else answering the same questions we've just been talking about?
Well, actually, the person who will be answering the questions will be able to give you much more detailed answers. What I see it set up as two different time frames where people can come and get presentations of where the project is right now, ask their questions, and go around the room and look at the maps, and then basically, you know, do that twice in the evening. So
So where is the meeting being held?
The meeting is being held at the Redwood Acres Turf Room. It's a turf club.
A neighbor.
Yes, it is. And, you know, there's some great things that could happen with this project, including, you know, Redwood Acres has some great ideas on how they can be involved. And so it's...
But Redwood Acres is a state. So could the state allocate funds, or is this something that's a little different than
what state involvement? What I think, and I haven't spoken to them recently, I think what they're more interested in is how can they be, gain access to it, maybe horse trails through it, make it be part of the recreational aspect. So
they see an opportunity to be able to expand some of their
I think they
offers.
Do, and Redwood Acres recently have done a lot of, I guess you'd say, upgrades, whether it's the kitchen facility and what they're offering the community, and just trying to be a little more involved and in the forefront.
Well, that's kind of nice to know that they're out there pulling for us now instead of some of the challenges that in the past have reared their heads. Can you say Babe Ruth baseball?
Three times fast?
Yeah, well, and succinctly, I won't even try because we've run out of time. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
If you're looking for more protein in your diet, Safeway has a story for you. Introducing Lucerne Plus Protein, a dairy beverage that's packed with protein, perfect for your family's active lifestyle. Our reduced fat variety offers 30% more protein and 40% less sugar than regular milk, but with the same great taste. And right now, Lucerne Plus Protein is just $3.49 a half gallon with your club card. Also try fat-free and chocolate. There's a story on every shelf at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, last week you had the opportunity to have, a delegation from China, Wang Jing, and that's Shanghai, Beijing, Guangzhou, and that's about as deep as I go with China, even though we've had four exchange students from China. Well, actually, four and a half. We got a part-timer with us right now for the next week or two.
Did much better than me.
Yeah, well, this is 3 years, so it's not a high bar that you have to achieve. When these folks came to our area, obviously it was kind of a cool thing. It was fun, the exotic nature of having visitors and all that kind of stuff. Looking at it, though, unemotionally, was there an opportunity there? Is there still that opportunity to develop some real economic-based relationships with the province or with China in large?
I was not at the tour, the large tour, I should say, or the all-day tour, two-day tour. I did get to spend time at dinner with them, which was actually...
And you weren't serving at the cookout.
I know. We spent most of the time, finding out they're very interested in personal interaction, and they like to toast a lot. I found that out. And we went around the room, and Mike Newman and I were introduced to each one of the people that were there. And the conversations, we did have an interpreter, thankfully. And when it came to... some of them, their intention was not necessarily future economic-based relationships. There were other interests, but there were representatives from, areas. If I'd known for sure you're going to ask, I would have brought some of the business cards because I certainly cannot tell you their names for one thing, or pronounce them. But they represented different departments, and. Some of those departments were in charge of, mostly from the government, but, increasing economic development and cultural types of exchange. But we never got into deep detail about it.
So it was more of a social initially.
Where I'd been invited, was more of a social. And actually, one of the gentlemen sitting across from me had been here. Several years ago, we had a similar visit when I was at the city of Eureka.
I thought there were a couple, a couple delegations over the last decades. Yeah.
And, you know, so what I saw is, you know, that definite interest. For me, what I learned mostly was the different types of, you know, their government setup is very different. The number of people they represent is amazing. The smallest town was 2 million people for a mayor. And I'm walking around with Mike Newman, and we're kind of laughing. And the biggest one was like 8 million. And a governor, this one young man was a governor. And I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty impressive. And then I found out a governor was actually a lower level governmental official than a city council member. And it was just, it was really eye-opening. Environmental Protection Agency there, do you
starting
know what that?
Starting to kind of get a little traction, isn't it?
Well, this is what is odd. I asked. I said, so I asked about their environmental
laws protection. In China. Good.
But what it was they explained that it's different than here. The Environmental Protection Agency is actually more charged in apparently whatever shipments are sent out, that they're clean shipments. So it doesn't sound like it's the same as what we have as far as our regulatory.
The definition of environment is
so that surprised
skewed,
me.
Yeah.
And there was a few other groups we asked, well, what does this mean and what department is this? Because here we think one thing, and there we'd find out their job is very different. So it was amazing. I've got everyone's email address. I'm not sure exactly how I email.
Yeah. And the question is, okay, now what next?
I'm not sure the best way to communicate, but I'm sure there's a program.
Swing by the house. I'll have the kids sit down and help you out.
Okay. But
when I heard yesterday Tony had shared this opportunity had occurred from the Visitors Bureau, I guess they kind of coordinated much of it. It was interesting for me projecting out, saying, okay, what if? And I'm looking at these folks. They don't want to fly into San Francisco and then have to drive up.
None of us want to fly into San
Francisco. So that begate the obvious question of what is the status of the airport and attracting, whether it's the next airline or getting somebody else to come back? Because we were getting almost daily updates in April, May, and then all of a sudden, and that's what we've heard for the last 3 months, is nothing at all. What are you hearing? Is there any movement? Is there anything at all? Has it gone off the back burner? Are we focusing on other things?
No, actually, Mark made talked about it a little bit in the meeting. There has been, there continue to be meetings. I think the airlines, whoever we're all meeting with. I'm not meeting. I'm sitting there going, this is a secret.
That would be the red guy or the blue guy? Yeah, okay.
But I think, you know, what we're trying to do is respect their privacy in making a business decision. And unfortunately, in the past, some of the stuff.
Well, that's okay.
Up. Yeah, and so I can say, you know, there are still several conversations going on.
Is there urgency going on? Is that's the thing.
Boy.
I think that we can do all the meetings and all the processes and you know my rap on that.
Right.
But if there's no result and there's no urgency, well, you know, are we experiencing that with the general plan?
Well, I think part of the lack of urgency isn't so much our driver. It is, you know, my understanding is airlines have their time frame. They have their equipment that's available. I mean, when we're talking equipment, it's, you know, like you have
stuff.
The stuff
they have,
and
their
they have
stuff.
Big
yeah.
stuff that yeah. has to stay up in the air safely, and so part of the discussion is: do they have, you know, the available equipment? Where do we fit in the plan? They probably want to know: do we make good business sense? They want to.
I thought they had $1 million guarantee.
Well,
that would seem like that would be enough to go okay, or a regional carrier, or somebody else to go. Oh, $1 million guaranteed. We can swing it with that.
But you know, and they may think that, but quite frankly, I would appreciate the fact that they're looking at it very closely and go, yeah, you know, we can make it with that, but we want to stay. We don't want to, when that $1 million runs out and it's no longer worth it, I don't want that to happen.
If it was a 5-year or a 10-year commitment until then, if we don't prove ourselves.
Yeah.
Shame on us.
Well, and you know, I think part of it, too, is we have lost a lot of traffic, as you know, going through our local airport for various reasons. Santa Rosa and Medford have become very, they've had their best years ever. And part of it
is when I'm going back to Cleveland, I'm going out of Medford. I mean, there's absolutely no way.
Yeah. So part of that, too, is, you know, I think we have to kind of fight to remind them that people do want to fly out of here. Right now, we don't because it's become too much of a unknown going through San Francisco, plus fairly financially
it's three
exacting.
Times as much for the kid to get back to Lincoln out of here than it was out of Portland. Three times.
Did you think about putting him on a bus?
He did it, yeah. No, I'd have to buy five seats for him. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions, 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, there is the Coastal Commission meeting going on now. Going
what?
On
really?
Tomorrow.
No.
Certain people say that certain folks aren't going to be able to participate because they're blind as a bat. Others say that there are other options that are available. If we wanted to testify on the safety corridor, if we wanted to testify about anything, what is the procedure that goes on? I mean, do you have to register and have retinal scans and everything else? Or?
You know, I'm asking that same question because I've never actually gone to try to testify. I know that when the city went in the past, I watched. And yeah, I unfortunately had to watch from home, but
so
it was just like.
So you're going to have a sign that says, I'm back? Or a t-shirt?
Well,
yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm
the
best
one you didn't want to talk to last time.
So it's, you know, that unfortunately has been my perception. But. You know, it sounds like it's a moving target. It's not like the Board of Supervisors where I think there's more specifics. My most recent understanding is there's like a 15-minute block for the applicant. Apparently they offer a 15-minute block for the most, I don't know, not the most organized opposition, but for that. And then there's an opportunity for elected officials and then public comment. What's not clear is if they have only put an hour aside for the whole conversation, you know, if a bunch of people want to talk, what's the process? Is it 3 minutes? Is it 2 minutes? Is it only, you
I did
know,
notice it's the last item on the agenda,
yeah.
So that you know the car engines are going to be warming up in the parking lot when they get to it.
One of the things that I am hearing, and I will, Marcelo is here, and I know you've got some spots. One of the frustrating things is the commissioners in their packets have gotten mostly letters of opposition, and so they're not hearing the positive. So even while it's important to go and try to say the positive there, Marcella has been asking to email in, and she's probably got that on your announcement. I don't have her email
address
with me in front of me.
Well, you can always look up HCOG.
But whatever you send to her, she is sending on for their packets. So
today is still okay to...
Today is still okay. In fact, that's one I wanted to say is after you go to the McKay Track meeting, you get home, you know, have a quick bite to eat, make sure you send that email off. It's important. And, you know, we've been trying and it's so hard to get business folks to be getting involved.
So step up. This has a potential of having economic impact, positive.
Well, and we need to move on, and let's move on from this point. And when the entire board can agree that moving on is a good idea, anyone who watched our conversation yesterday, it was painful But we all agreed that this is the best option that's in front, and we just need your help.
Tomorrow afternoon at the Warfinger, if you want to see sausage being made, or just send an email to H. Carter. Yeah. Thanks for coming by.
No, it's a pleasure.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone. You'll see you tomorrow.